You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning, we are with Diane MacDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive, where she provides individual coaching, online education, and opportunities for women pursuing their visions for work and life to come together for networking, education, and collaborative support. Diane's focus and passion is on helping others to discover their authentic selves and from there to create work they are passionate about, as well as to become authentic leaders in their businesses, communities, and lives. Diane, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Well, I am very excited to be here. I love talking about this information.
Well, we're certainly happy that you joined us and looking forward to hearing your message. So first of all, how and why did you begin to explore this concept of authentic self and authentic leadership?
You know, it sprung out of just a really deep dissatisfaction. You know, I was not satisfied with my relationships in the world, and I was running at the time a consulting business to not-for-profits, and as much as people around me would go, oh, Di, what you do is so great and your work is so fantastic, I myself was not satisfied. I didn't feel like I was getting the results that I wanted from my clients that I was working with, from the teams that I was working with, and I really went on a journey to discover a deeper satisfaction in my work and my relationships. And, you know, as many self-help books as I had read and classes that I had taken, you know, there's always this, I was very clear about where I wanted to get, the level of success, results, satisfaction, contentment that I was looking for, but I just never found a process that, like, clearly allowed me to get where I wanted to go. And I stumbled upon some different work that started to talk about authenticity and authentic leadership, and it just really resonated with me. And the work has been transformative for my life.
Excellent. And what does it mean to live authentically, and why is this important?
So for me, the key to what has really changed my life and what I believe is the key to living authentically is living 100% true to self. And what this means is really making choices, speaking from, and being true to who you are at any moment in time. And, you know, there's a concept out there that says you're 100% responsible for what you create. And this can be a tough concept for people to wrap their heads around. But what I take that to mean is when you're looking around in your business, what's going on in your business, what's happening in your life, and you're not happy with it, instead of looking outside like, oh, it's his fault or it's the economy's fault or this thing is happening, what I mean by authenticity is to pull all that inside and to say, who am I being that these are the results that I'm getting? And to be willing to take that really deep inventory into who you are and what you're doing and being that's creating that result. I think the other big thing for me when I talk about living authentically, it means also being in alignment with your values. One of the discoveries that I made in my consulting business was that some of the clients that I was working for were really not aligned with my values. And that disconnect created a lot of dissatisfaction for me, and it didn't enable me to really be with that client and working with that client in a way that was valuable for them. You know, a value might be that, you know, the environment is very important to you, for example, and really creating green and sustainable way of living. And you might find yourself working in an environment where that's not the case. You know, people are just throwing their bottles in the trash can, or the product that you're developing is actually not going to help our environment. It's not a green, sustainable product, and yet you're waking up every day and trying to do this in your life, and it's just not aligned with something that's very important to you. So in living authentically, it's really looking clearly at what your values are and what you're doing every day to make sure that it's in alignment with those values, which is then going to create more success, better results, and a deeper level of satisfaction.
And what are the qualities of an authentic leader?
So I love this conversation. You know, when you look at people who are successful leaders, I think that there's some very clear things that we see, whether you deem them as authentic or not. And then when you look deeper at those qualities, you find that those really do come from a place of authenticity. So I think one of the most important qualities of an authentic leader is that they are passionate and purposeful about their work. The people who are great leaders who we look at are leaders who you know that they are going to accomplish what they're setting out to accomplish because their passion just radiates outward. And that comes from what I just talked about, which is that really deep alignment with their values so that they're able to actually bring that passion to their work and to what they're doing. Another really important quality here is walking your talk. You know, I think we've all been in situations where we've worked for someone or been in a relationship with someone and they're spouting a way to be or something they want to accomplish, and then they turn around and do the exact opposite thing. So, you know, demanding that people, you know, communicate openly, let's say that, you know, really I want you all to communicate openly in this work environment, and when we have a round table, you know, really state your opinions, and then someone states an opinion and it's ignored or it's put down. An authentic leader walks the talk. So they're doing what they're saying they're going to do and they're following through. And when they don't, they're willing to acknowledge that they're out of alignment. They're willing to acknowledge their mistakes. Another really big important quality here is the willingness to take risks. I think that all of us know as business owners and entrepreneurs that we're taking a risk. And that deep willingness to take a risk comes from a deep belief in what you're doing. And you're not going to be able to go there if you're out of alignment with your values and your belief system. So that taking a risk, and inside of that being willing to make a mistake, right, to recognize that there is something about this product that's not working. I was clear. I knew what I wanted. I'd done the market research. I was sure that this product was just going to take off. Being willing to say, wow, actually, let me look at what's not working and let me acknowledge what I could do differently. So that's a really important piece, being willing to take the risk, but then also being willing to look at your mistakes along the way and openly acknowledge them so that you can make changes and move forward in a way that works. And I think the last quality I want to touch on is collaboration. An authentic leader is one who's going to be really willing to collaborate. They are not someone who's going to need ownership of every idea, every accomplishment, and every result, but someone who's able to really, truly create and develop a team that's collaborating because knowing that that's going to bring the greatest success to get the result that they're looking for.
Great information on this topic today. We're joined by Diane MacDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive, where she provides individual coaching, online education, and opportunities for women pursuing their visions for work and life to come together for networking, education, and collaborative support here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Diane, what are the benefits to one's business when they lead from an authentic place?
Well, I think that the biggest number one benefit is that when you're leading from an authentic place, it's obvious. It's so obvious to everyone around you, and it creates an incredible amount of trust among your team. If people know that you're openly acknowledging your mistakes, that you're speaking from a place of truth, that's going to create tremendous trust. It's going to allow the people that you're working with that are on your team to do the same. And so that trust is going to create such a great relationship among the team. And I think that's really kind of the number one goal that we're all looking for when we're creating businesses, to have a team around us who we can really trust and depend on. The other thing is that there's just less conflict. And you can get on with the job of doing what you need to do, right? When you're coming from an authentic place. There's just less conflict because your communication is clearer and more direct, and then everyone around you is communicating more clearly. So it lets go of all of those places where we get into he said, she said, it was her mistake, not my mistake. It opens the door for people to make mistakes, so it creates an environment where there is not conflict. I think also leading from an authentic place is really about taking 100% responsibility. And as a leader, when you do that, the people on your team are also going to do that. And so the level of accountability is increased without micromanagement. So I know for myself, in years past when I've been on teams or I've had individuals working for me in roles of assistants or doing accounting for me, I always used to have this like micromanagement thing where I needed to make sure they were doing it exactly the right way. And once I began to really be 100% responsible for everything that I was doing, I was able to let go of that micromanagement, and the accountability became much more internalized. So an authentic leader is able to create a team that holds themselves accountable, and the level of accountability is increased, and the need for micromanagement or to have your hand in every pot is eliminated. I think the other piece here is that, surprisingly enough, when you focus on process and letting go of your own ego and have an ability to make mistakes, you actually bring a greater focus to the results. And, you know, we often think we're so focused on results. We have our goals set and we, you know where we want to go and we're running down the road to get there. But we're so busy looking at that result, unwilling to look at what's really happening in the process, that we often miss getting there. And so I really think the greatest value to looking at how you're leading and how you're being with your team is that you're actually going to find that you're going to create greater results faster.
Now, how can the people listening take steps to integrate authenticity into their leadership style at this point?
I think the number one key is to be willing to take a really deep inventory of yourself. And that can be tough, but to really take the time to sit down and look at who are you being as a leader in your business. You know, and answering that question over and over and over again on a daily basis. You know, being willing to listen to how you're communicating, being willing to recognize when you've communicated inappropriately and cleaning it up. That's just a daily practice of taking an inventory for yourself. The other piece is analyzing your strengths and weaknesses. You know, particularly as entrepreneurs and business leaders, I think that we get very caught up in this need to know. So we think we need to know everything about our business or people aren't going to take us seriously, or how can they work for me if, you know, I don't know everything. And actually the opposite is true. That ability to say, you know, these are the areas where I'm really strong. These are the areas where I can really drive this business to success. And these are the areas where I can't. This is my weakness. You know, so my weakness happens to be financial. So I know that I need really strong accountants, bookkeepers, and financial people around me. But it wasn't until I was willing to acknowledge that and say, wow, this is just an area where I'm not strong, so I really need great people around me in this area. So taking an inventory of strengths and weaknesses and then having a willingness to ask for help in those areas where you're weak and acknowledging them. And your weakness is someone else's strength. The other place is, you know, I want to just talk about results again and that kind of letting go of ego, right? We get caught up in thinking that we know how something's going to happen. And so we create a plan, we implement the plan, and we look at what we want the result to be. And oftentimes we can get very caught up in wanting to get to that result in a very specific way. And our ego is very tied to it, you know. It's our plan, and we want it to happen this way, and I know this is the right way to do that. When we do that, we're shutting off possibility, and we're also taking away from the potential that there's actually another way to achieve the result. So to really look at where things aren't working and to be willing to let go of your ideas around it and be open to having other people come in and offer perhaps a different path to get there. So I think those are some of kind of the key things that you can do on a daily basis to strengthen your leadership style.
Fantastic information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you as well?
So my website is awomanalive.com. It's singular, awomanalive.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, share a parting tip or a bit of advice on the lines of what we have been speaking of today.
So my parting tip would be to listen to your communication style and to see if you're speaking from a place of I or a place of you. When you're speaking from a place of I, so I believe, I feel, I think, then you're really coming from a deep, authentic place that's going to be a much more powerful leadership position than if you're speaking from a place of you need to, you have to, you should. That is not an authentic leadership style. So my parting tip would be listen to yourself and how you're speaking and see if you can't communicate from a place of I rather than you.
Certainly appreciate your joining us here today. We've been speaking with Diane MacDonald, the founder of A Woman Alive, where she provides individual coaching, online education, and opportunities for women pursuing their visions for work and life to come together for networking, education, and collaborative support. And the website of reference, once again, is awomanalive.com. Diane, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
It certainly was, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.